Senator Robert Allen, you guys have just come through the very first special session of the new year, redrawing the congressional maps. Can you give us an update and clarify what has been done?
Absolutely. So we were under order from a federal judge out of the middle courts of Louisiana to redraw a second majority-minority district that would create that a second minority-majority district in Congress because of our the rulings and the lawsuit was because of the percentage of minorities we have in the state were not equal to that percentage in congressional maps. So we were ordered to redraw the maps in order to align with the population.
You can maybe discuss how it affects your district.
Certainly. So recently, up until the last time these maps were drawn, St. Mary Parish had two congressmen that represented the western part, which was Congressional District 3, which is Congressman Clay Higgins, and the eastern side of the of St. Mary was represented by Congressional District 6, which is Congressman Garrett Graves. The changes, in order to make those maps work, the maps that were presented to us and that we ultimately approved, the 6th district, or Congressman Graves, was moved out of our parish, and Congressman Higgins has now picked up all of St. Mary Parish, the parts of Assumption and parts of Terrebonne that Congressman Graves used to have. So St. Mary Parish will 100% be represented by Congressman Clay Higgins.
Okay, any other details maybe that maybe any misunderstandings within the public that need to be addressed?
Yeah, I think people, the most questions I was asked was why are we drawing these maps and what's the purpose? And that's simply the federal judge ordered it and trying to get out in front of it and get this litigation behind us. We have way too many issues and problems to work on moving forward. And I, you know, that's what was told to us by the governor was I'd like to get out, get these things out of the way that are pending first to where we can focus on, you know, more pressing issues. We have a crime session coming up in February and, you know, we'll be discussing hot button issues like insurance and crime and out migration.
Now, I know these congressional maps still have to be accepted by the court, correct?
That's correct. Unless the plaintiffs in the original suit drop the suit and that these maps are acceptable. But look, every time it's changed, somebody else is going to have a problem with it. So I don't see these maps personally. We'll see where these maps end up. But personally, my personal belief is it's going to continue to get litigated out.
Now, we do have a congressional election coming up this November. Will that take effect with this election?
It depends where it ends up in the courts.
Anything else you want to add?
No, look, just honored and humbled to represent Senate District 21. And, you know, my door is always open. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me, my office, my team. We're happy to answer any questions and really want to offer that service. And that way nobody's left in the dark.